You're listening to Lost in Science on the Community Radio Network. My name's Chris, and I was fortunate recently to take part in a scientific survey run with the support of volunteers from the community.
We're looking for Plains Yam Daisy, Microceris scapigera.
That's the voice of Brian, the leader of our expedition.
My name's Brian Bainbridge. I'm the Ecological Restoration Planner at Merri Creek Management Committee.
Yam daisies, also known as murnong, were one of the staple foods of Aboriginal people in southeastern Australia. On the top there, a daisy with a yellow flower, but under the earth, they have fleshy roots. These look a bit like carrots and, according to those lucky enough to have tried them...
They're kind of potato-y, celery, sort of a little bit crunchy and a little more flavoursome than a potato.
Yeah, right.
They're quite good.
Now, there are currently three species of yam daisies found in Australia and New Zealand.
The murnong is applied to a number of species of these yam daisies, so for clarity's sake, I tend to use Plains Yam Daisy for this specific kind, but it's usually applied to the form with larger roots, which is more widespread. That one hasn't got a proper scientific name, but it's called Microceris species 3, or just normal yam daisy or widespread yam daisy or murnong.
Now, the species we're looking for is the Plains Yam Daisy, Microceris scapigera, found on Victoria's basalt plains and also in Tasmania. Now, these were devastated by grazing from sheep that were introduced to Victoria in the 1830s. And apart from the impact of hard hooves and the interruption of the traditional burning cultivation methods, the sheep consumed the whole plant. Their records from the time tell us that they dug the plants up with their noses, and the sheep mostly lived on the roots the first year they were here. Now, actually, this had a tragedy for the local Aboriginal people with the removal of a major food source. Now, although there are some people now growing other species of murnong, the Plains Yam Daisy has proven very difficult to cultivate and re-establish. However, there are a few remnant wild populations, including a handful around Melbourne's Merri Creek. We went to one of these, a grassland paddock north of Melbourne on the Hume Freeway. It's part of the town reserve, a patch of crown land that was used as shared grazing ground for the community.
And because it's so wet and boggy, people generally wouldn't graze it until it was quite dry in midsummer, and so that kind of crash grazing almost replicated the burning regimes that we assume that the Wurundjeri would have been applying to this site. Under a grant, Communities for Nature grant, we've had 5 years of funding to apply conservation management, which for this site includes burning, because now there's no stock available to graze it, and the grazing also has other problems, so certain species like yam daisy would have actually been unable to fully develop seed. So since it's been burnt, we suspect that the numbers of yam daisy have been increasing, because it used to be quite an uncommon thing to see.
Now, the aim of this particular day was to do a systematic survey of the whole paddock to see how the population had grown and to find out if there are any plants in areas that hadn't been examined in detail before. As we discovered, these plants can be tricky to find, especially when they're not flowering. You have to look out for a small sprouting of thin, spiky leaves.
Is this one here?
Looks like it.
The spikes aren't as pronounced.
Yeah, no. It's quite hairy, like a plantain. See, that one's the Ringium.
Right.
Maybe... might mark it. We'll go have a look at the other ones and...
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a tentative. We'll call that tentative.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we found out, there are quite a few types of plants that have spiky leaves.
That's a lookalike that I haven't actually had on our forms before.
Yep.
And it's luckily fairly rare weed here.
Yeah, well, that's good, yeah. I mean, I saw it and went, oh, it's not it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, cool. No, that's really good. So we'll feed that into our sort of processes.
Yeah.
Now, yam daisies don't cope well with competition, so every bit of data about the other plants in the area helps. And we did find some other rare species as well.
Dianella amina, matted flax lily.
That's good, because we have no record of this particular plant before, so just popping it in the GPS, which is great.
Yeah. Oh, it's critically endangered, isn't it?
Critically endangered nationally.
Yes.
But as the day wore on, so too did our lack of sightings.
The race is on to find the first one, isn't it? Competition.
It's kind of exciting and frustrating at the same time.
Yeah, cool.
Because you're getting excited thinking, I'm going to find my first one. And then you're thinking, oh.
Well, maybe up near those flags.
I reckon.
Yeah, well, so much.
Eventually, we got closer to where the original plants had been seen, so we knew our chances were getting better.
I think I might have found one. Is this one? Yes!
Woohoo!
Yay! Yeah, that's great.
Fabulous.
Oh, you've got another one there.
Oh, that's,
so that's yours.
To steal your fire.
That's definitely yours.
I wouldn't have found it if you hadn't have had that one flagged.
Soon after that, everyone started finding them.
I reckon that's
it's quite big, but yeah, I reckon.
See, it's got the flower head.
Oh, yeah.
Starting to emerge.
Oh, you've got one.
Yeah.
Another big fatty, look at that.
Yeah. I'm struggling with the little ones, but the big ones are nice and easy.
I was almost giving up hope. Almost giving up hope.
And there
it was.
Out.
There yeah. It was. The little downward pointing teeth.
Now, this is all very nice, but I generally suffer from plant blindness. They all look the same to me, so I thought I'd never find one.
Got one there. Oh, we missed one, did we? I just walked right past that.
Just walking past this, a nice little patch there.
Oh, I wouldn't have even noticed that.
But then just where someone had found another plant.
Yep. Is this one here?
Yep.
Yep. Hey.
Found one.
Very good. So, one, two. Beautiful. Okay.
In the end, the day was a big success. We counted approximately 94 plants in an area of 3 hectares. Most of these were in the same hectare where yam daisies had originally been seen, but the numbers were a huge increase from the 30 that were identified in 2011.
It was very disappointing for the first 70 or 80% of it where people weren't finding any, but that's actually confirmed that certain parts of the grassland have very few yam daisies, and then we finished with a bang and found lots of new patches that we hadn't actually formally discovered. We did search here about 3 years ago, but we've been able to improve our techniques, and we... From what I'm seeing, I suspect also we are having more plants out there because they've had a burn. Lots of good places for new plants to germinate, and then another burn now is perfect for them.
Although with such a thorough survey, we were always going to find more plants, it looks like the management techniques that the Mary Creek Management Committee and the Hume City Council have been using have made a difference. The hope is now that this will continue and the population will continue to grow, but also that similar methods can be used to spread the plains yam daisies to other grassland reserves in Victoria.
So yeah, we've got a couple more years with this grant, so we'll be able to apply at least one more ecological burn, and certainly putting some of the findings into a bit of a report to share with other people in the conservation industry, because this plant is found at very few other places on the mainland of Australia.
Many thanks to Brian and the Mary Creek Management Committee, and to all the volunteers and citizen scientists helping to keep the plains yam daisy alive.